Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Today's poem is by Richard Howard, and it's called Gustave Doré. This is the second in our sequence of ekphrastic poems. And this is a poem that really grows beyond the ekphrasis, but at the heart of the poem, literally, structurally, but also metaphorically, is a reflection upon some of Doré's actual works. Gustave Doré, of course, a famous painter and sculptor, but particularly remembered for his many engravings, especially of classic works of literature, which include the Vulgate Bible, the Divine Comedy, Paradise Lost, Don Quixote, the Rime of the Ancient Mariner, and the list goes on and on. Doré was prolific in his lifetime. However, he was not always happy, which is something that this poem delves into quite frankly. In fact, the jumping off point for Howard's poem here is the end of Doré's life and the way in which the circumstances of his end both shape his legacy but also help us interpret his legacy. He had a hard time finding the recognition and following that he wanted in his native France and was forced to move to England before he realized the dreams of real artistic success, which must have been a blow to him to be in many ways spurned by your native land, although he lived in Paris for many years and tried to make a go of it there. Howard also mentions in the poem the place of Doré's birth, Strasbourg, which was French when he was born, but in the course of his lifetime fell into German hands, another sort of historical alienation for him. Doré, who never found love, never married in his lifetime, but had a very close relationship with his mother, one that Sigmund Freud would probably have a field day with, and near the end of Doré's own life, he had to suffer the loss of his mother, which was very hard on him. Some biographers would say that he never really recovered from that. And so it's in the midst of all of this suffering and a meditation on this suffering and sadness that Howard gives us explicit mention of only two of Doré's many famous engravings, his illustrations for The Ancient Mariner and for the Epic of the Wandering Jew. Which I imagine is to find an autobiographical connection between Doré's experiences and his work. These stories are both of wandering figures who are driven by some sort of ineffable need or passion. Some might even call it a curse, and really have no place to call home and lay their head. And this is very much like the Doré that we meet at the end of his life and throughout this poem. It's rather long, so I'll read it just once, but here is Gustave Doré by Richard Howard from his collection Inner Voices, Selected Poems of 1963 to 2003. This is your last thin moment. Work fed you well. Wealth followed and fondled. No wonder the Joncours mocked your pink face, the full moon in a magic lantern. England, at least, could be persuaded to switch the lantern on. Biblical landscapes the salon regularly refused, huge leathern daubs sold out in the London shop you bought to show them in. And all the rest, save Maman, was a cheat. Smart young men who aped your mufflers and marveled at the magic would not withstand your ardors, as if something was out of scale. How the size of things disappoints. Your Ancient Mariner, even your Wandering Jew, were tiny tempests in the vast black teapots you brewed them in. Not because they are so small, but because the mind itself is so huge. The engravings persisted at a heat so white it would melt the very heart in your mouth. Soon you had illustrated 200 books and no one came to dinner. Maman was dead. The ink dried in its well. Your Strasbourg was German now, and at 50, having prevailed on the world to see its classics your way, you blew up, eclipsed by your own garish luck. You swallowed too much, even the one boy who stayed. For brandy, you pleaded. Les gigolos malgré lui. When nothing was left to eat, you had to die. As long as some reality remains outside us, we are still alive, come hell or high water, both of which came with remarkable frequency until fire was just fussy and the flood frivolous. And then the page went blank. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or to support this show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.